no, not again.
The Ant Monkey Dance.
Welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris, and John is not here again this week. He has some stuff that he needs to do this week and cannot be here. As you guys know, I don't like to go a week without putting something out, so I figured I would catch you guys up on what's going on and a couple of things that I was going to talk to John about and probably be relevant next week. So the biggest news is that this weekend, the 14th and the 15th of November, we are shooting our short film. Or I should say, I'm shooting it. John will be moral support for the shoot, as well as through the editing and all the other fun stuff that I get to do without him. A couple weeks back, I talked about how John was going to be the supervising producer, which meant that he would kind of look over the work and make sure that it was high quality and looked good and all that fun stuff. So, got my cast in place, got my crew in place, got my locations finally nailed down, which was a whole clusterfuck by itself. Here's a tip. If you're going to do a guerrilla shooting project, kind of like what this is, the rule is you never really ask for permission. You always ask for forgiveness. And the location that I originally wanted to shoot in is a state-owned municipal complex. It's got this nice lake out back, and it's got a big concrete pad that I wanted to use. And one of the things about trying to do short films is to try to add the most production value that you can. Make it look like you spent more money than you did. Make it look like it's a bigger scene than it really is. And normally you would just show up with your camera, you would shoot stuff, and you would disappear. And I couldn't really do that because I want to bring a drone, one of those flying camera platforms. And the municipal complex houses not only City Hall, but it also houses the police department. And with all the things that are in the news about drones, and are they FAA certified, and you can't just launch them anywhere. So I went and I asked for permission to film at the municipal complex that I pay taxes for. Since I'm a resident of the town, I figured, you know, go out there, state my case. And they wanted some crazy bullshit with like $1 million. What'd they want? They wanted $1 million liability insurance plan. And they also wanted workers' comp from me. And I was like, I'm one dude with a camera. I really just wanted to shoot for a couple hours to get the shots that I wanted, but forget it. So I went to the apartment complex where I live, and I talked to the woman that I've known for a couple of years now, and she was more than happy to be like, you can shoot wherever you want. You can do whatever you want. I just ask that you don't shoot people that don't have their permission. And I was like, done and done. So again, had to ask because it is private property and we will have a drone. Otherwise, if I didn't have the drone, if I didn't want that one shot that basically shows this big spaceship sitting in this field, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't even ask permission. I would just shoot. And if somebody said something, I'd play dumb and be like, I didn't know. Can I shoot there? So it's on for this weekend. I'm really excited, very nervous. When you ask people to work for free and then and then, you know, take their time away from them. I feel very, I feel very, well, I guess I'm just nervous about it because, you know, time is important to a lot of people. Time is important to me. But this is something that I really want to do. And I think everybody should go do what they want to do because life's too fucking short, people. You know, one of the things I was going to talk to John about was this guy who his last wish was to see the new Star Wars film and they granted it. And you know what? He died today. And it's over for him. And life's too short to have regrets and to sit there and be like, I should have done this. Fucking go do it, man. Whatever it is, just go do it. And I know that's really rah-rah and shit, but anyway, speaking of Star Wars, if you didn't see it, there's a new international trailer, which is almost all new footage, and it's fucking amazing. More very cool shots of the Millennium Falcon, and there's this killer shot of a, I don't know if it's sunrise or sunset, but there's silhouettes of the TIE fighters flying at the camera. Oh my God. It's a visual effects cum fest. I don't even know what to call it. It's just fucking awesome, man. It's everything that I've wanted in a Star Wars film. J.J. Abrams is the right guy to do this. And, I'm really, really looking forward to it. Let's see what else. Also the new Star Wars posters came out, which I thought was very interesting because, they all seem to have their right eye covered. And I don't know if it's significant, but every single one of them has something that's covering their, like these character posters that Han Solo is holding up his gun and Rey's holding up her staff and, Finn is holding up his lightsaber and it's always covering the right eye. And I don't know how significant that is. I don't know what that really means. Luke Skywalker had his right hand cut off. I don't know if that means anything as far as what's going on in this new film. I just fucking, oh my God. If you're not a science fiction fan, I feel really bad because you don't understand what this means to us that have been nerds our whole life and got ridiculed for it in school for wearing a Star Wars t-shirt and you get beat up and you get called names and finally the world has caught up. I'm not saying that we're trendsetters, but what I'm saying is, you know, the meek will inherit the earth and we have come through this. I mean, I'm an OG 77 nerd. I went to see Star Wars when I was 3, changed my life, put me on this path to where I am today, getting ready to shoot something. I've shot stuff in the past, but like, it's all just very exciting for us who, this is what we live for. Lots of guys live for sports. Lots of guys live for fast cars, women, whatever. But for sci-fi nerds, this is the pinnacle. This is the top. This is something that I never thought I'd see in my lifetime, that I would never get to be able to take my kid to a brand new Star Wars film. That's just amazing when you think about where we've been, where we've come from, the prequels and all that stuff that people don't like to talk about. But, you know, it's just, it's part of the canon and you just have to kind of accept it. For the record, I really enjoy the prequels. I understand what Lucas was trying to do. They're not really well written. The dialogue is really hokey in a lot of things. You know, they're just kind of bad, but they're not designed to be adult films. They're designed to be kids films, which is why there's Jar Jar, which is why there's the humor. You know, that it's all there for the next generation of children. And we've kind of now been separated enough from the prequels to where it's a new generation coming into these. And the original generation, which is my generation, gets to take their kids, gets to take this generation to go see something. And it's pretty cool. And they're talking about it making like $225 million its first weekend, which is gigantic. And that's just in the U.S. It's going to be, they're predicting it to be a bigger opening than Jurassic World and the Avengers, which is huge. All that stuff. It's going to be bigger than a lot of that stuff. And, you know, everything that I've seen, it looks like it's all going in the right direction to pretty much live up to the hype of like Empire Strikes Back or, you know, the original Star Wars or pretty much any of those. I wouldn't say the prequels, but the original trilogy. I think that's where people want to return to and kind of see what's been going on. Now I'll talk about that next week with John. If you're not caught up on Flash and Arrow, you've missed a couple of really good episodes. They're really coming into their own. Arrow is kind of returning to form. And each Flash just is better than the last. And again, comic book nerd, sci-fi nerd, whatever you want to call me, this is the stuff I live for. And this is why we talk about it so much on the show, is that John and I are both from that generation where we got made fun of, and it wasn't cool to like this stuff when we were kids. And now everybody has a Batman t-shirt and everybody reads comic books supposedly. And, you know, to have a time in my life when I can sit down during the week and watch an Arrow, a Flash, more or less Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I can go on Netflix and watch Daredevil and Jessica Jones, and like, who would ever thought that there'd be a Jessica Jones TV show that looks fucking amazing? David Tennant's in it. I'm a big Doctor Who fan. He's my favorite doctor. So, you know, that's huge. But to have all this stuff on TV at one time and people digging it, that's what fandom's all about. And that's what being a nerd is kind of, you know, been predicated on, is liking this stuff, and people are finally getting to see what the big deal's about. And I guess I can't wrap up without talking about Walking Dead. Still don't know what's going on with Glenn. I still maintain he's alive, and something came out in the news today which really makes me think he's still alive. They just cast the main antagonist for the comic books, especially, which is a guy named Negan, it'll be really interesting to see how they do this, because in the comic books he does nothing but curse. I think his favorite word is motherfucker and cocksucker, and like, how they're going to do that on AMC, I don't know. I'm sure they'll have to tone it down somehow, but he is a major component to Glenn's fate, without, you know, really giving anything away. Glenn has a big part to tell in that story, so I can't see them taking him out before they get there. Yes, they're way off comic book with like the herd and all the stuff that they're doing now, but it would be a damn shame to take him out of the game before he can interact with Negan. And I don't think that the writers will go that way. I don't think that they're going to sit there and they're going to say, hey, we know that there's this major storyline that Glenn is a major part of in the comic books that we've got coming up, but you know what? We're just going to get rid of him now. And you know that when we get to that section, we'll just make it a different character. I don't see them doing that. So, really excited. Glenn's not dead. I have money on this. I'm going to win. It's going to be fucking awesome. But yeah, there's stuff that I want to talk about, but I want to wait until John is back on the show with. Let me just see if there's anything else worth talking about. I don't really want to talk about politics tonight, and I don't want to talk about some of the other shit that we always talk about. I shouldn't say shit. I really enjoy talking to John, which is why we do this. We make each other laugh, and that's all that, you know, that's why we do this. Let's see. Talked about the Star Wars fan that died. I'm going to tell you his actual name here because, you know. Oh, come on, man. Really? Okay. So his name was Daniel Fleetwood. He was a Star Wars fan whose dying wish was to see Star Wars The Force Awakens, and he just died. He was 32 years old. He had terminal cancer. He was diagnosed in July, and he was only given 2 months to live, and he made it 4. And it's just power of, like, wanting to live. I truly believe that. I think once you have something like that, you have a diagnosis. Somebody says you have, you know, 2 weeks to live. You give up at the end of those 2 weeks. And this dude fought and fought and fought and asked if he could see this movie before he died. And they said yes. And he got to die happy, I guess. I mean, it was a big deal for him. And like I said, life's too short to not do the things that you want to do. So get out there and fucking do them. All right, that's enough for me tonight. John will be back next week. I think we're recording on Monday because of the shoot. So it should go up at normal time next week. And, you know, go to the Facebook page, go to the YouTube page. Once this is shot and edited, I will tell you where you can see it when it's done. There's a ton of CGI that has to be done and a ton of editing and a ton of color grading and all that kind of happy fun stuff. And I'm going to be documenting all that. So if you want to see what goes into making a film, the YouTube channel eventually will have all that stuff. I'm going to try to have somebody shoot some behind the scenes stuff, show you the setup, show you, you know, some of that kind of fun that goes into actually shooting and then the editing and all that kind of stuff. So, I guess we will talk to y'all next week. So until then, this is Chris. Have a good week.